the hee-haw again?
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making new people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 27th, goes to 65-year-old Daniel Sealer. Now, Daniel is from New York, and I want to be careful with how I report this story because I don't want to be canceled. Okay, I truly respect everyone's right to identify as they wish. All right, that's the era we live in, right? You can identify as whatever you want to identify as, so I don't want to be insensitive to what people feel. All right, but don't let what you feel, or should I say, don't let what you identify as get you arrested, okay? See, Daniel is charged with burglary and petite larceny. He was released on an appearance ticket after police determined he was not a danger to the facility's children or staff. Now, look, I don't know if he's a danger to the children or staff. I think we need a few more psych tests to determine that, but I do know that if he's doing things that are causing him to get arrested, he's a danger to himself. And right now, what he identifies as, or should I say, what he wanted to pretend to be, makes him a danger to himself. Would you like to know what 65-year-old Daniel Sealer did? And then I'll tell you what he identifies as after I let you know what he did. Okay, let's go to ABC 13 News for the report, please.
The sheriff's office investigating a burglary at a daycare in Clarkson. Police say 65-year-old Daniel Sealer of Holly broke into the Inspire Learning and Child Care over on Lake Road and stole diapers and baby formula. He is charged with burglary and petty larceny.
You know what I hate about that news report is that they didn't even just bury the lead. They didn't even present the lead, okay? Because I read this story this morning, and the headline was, man breaks into daycare, steals diapers. Now, he didn't steal the diapers and formula, you know, because he had a crying baby at home. No, the headline says, man breaks into daycare, steals diapers, pretends to be a baby. A New York man allegedly entered a daycare center in Clarkson while it was closed, stole diapers and formula, and left notes behind indicating he wanted to pretend to be a baby girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wasn't stealing these things because he had a crying baby at home and couldn't afford, you know, to get the formula and the diapers. No, he just wanted to experience what it felt like to be a baby girl. Okay, Daniel Sealer, 65 years old, identifies as a baby. Okay, not the baby from Charlotte, North Carolina, not little baby from Atlanta, Georgia, not CEO baby from New Orleans, but a real baby, a baby girl like Maggie Simpson. Okay, this man was breaking into the daycare and putting diapers together to make a bigger one. Okay, they said this man drank a half a bottle of formula, used a bib, and stole diapers because he wanted to pretend to be a baby girl. The center's director told police an employee found $120 along with a handwritten note on January 30th asking if the daycare had adult-sized diapers and if the staff would play along. The director says they immediately contacted law enforcement upon discovery of the break-in and decided to install a surveillance camera. The director said a similar note was found the following Monday with $200. Okay? And the director said the note included sizes for pants, shoes, bras, and dresses, with the man indicating he'd like to play as a baby girl and called himself Baby Daniel. What do you call this? Trans infant? Well, it's a baby girl, so it'd be like trans boo-boo. A trans cupcake, trans buttercup. What you call your daughter's envy?
Chews.
Trans chews. Huh? Trans little lamb? Is it trans cranky pants when they get upset? Is it trans little Miss Chubby Cheeks? I just want to know what to properly call this person because I don't want to get in any trouble for calling him the wrong pronoun. Now, Daniel wouldn't be a non-binary baby because he said he identifies as a baby girl or wants to identify as a baby girl. Okay, a non-binary baby is when you're being raised to be gender neutral. Okay, when you allow a child to choose their own gender. Daniel, at the tender age of 65, has chosen his gender. Okay, so he's a trans baby girl. Now, on a scale of 1 to re-damn-diculous, where does this fall?
Re-damn-diculous?
Okay. Some donkey today just sell themselves. Please give Daniel Sealer the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Now, where do you lock an infant up, though? He got arrested for burglary and petite larceny. Mm-hmm. There's no jail for infants.
No.
Where do you put him? Well, oh, I'm sorry. Where do you put the baby?
Are we going to play a game?
I don't know what race this person is. Does it matter? He can, no. Truthfully, he can identify with whatever race he wants to identify as. Right?
Yeah, I want to identify something.
What? I mean, listen, when I was younger, you know what I wanted to be. I told y'all this a million times.
What?
Teen Wolf.
Oh.
Man, that first Teen Wolf movie, Michael J. Fox got tackled by all those guys, and then he popped up as the wolf mm-hmm. and started bawling on them hoes. Oh, man.
You know what I would want to be?
What?
I would want to be a lap dog to a rich white person.
Ooh.
Why are you looking at me like that? Think about it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Think about it.
I had never looked at you as a sellout till just now.
Look, now think about it.
Why the hell would you want to identify as a lap dog to a rich white person?
You get the finest food.
What is you saying,
bro? You never have to walk.
Black man.
You fly first class or private.
What?
The best hotels. The best water.
You can do...
And then when white people die, they give their fortune to the dog.
Why not identify as Oprah? You could just be Oprah. You could just identify as Oprah, be a rich black woman, and do all of those things.
Nobody gonna carry me around.
You can pay people to carry you around.
No, but
when you got
that
kind of money.
Rich people do it with the dog. They care about the dog more than their kids.
DJ Envy said if he could identify as anything, he'd be a lap dog to a rich white person.
And then when they die,
you don't know how much of a sellout you sound.
And then
just
if
now.
They get when they die, they give you all that money.
You shouldn't be allowed to use Beijing no more, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Why? Mm-mm. I don't use Beijing.
Well, just Cap. For men. What up? What'd you say, Ray?
Cap.
That was silly. I don't find that funny.
And Teen Wolf ain't silly?
Teen Wolf is way better than being a lap dog for a rich white person.
When they die, they give you their money.
Boy, you just let the whole Dominican community down, man. I'm gonna be honest with you.
All right, well, 800-585-1051.
Let's play some make-believe.
If you can identify as anything.
Well, or pretend to be whatever you want to be.
That's right.
According to this news report, Daniel Sealer said he wanted to pretend to be a baby girl. So I guess that's identifying as a baby girl. A baby girl named Danielle. So let's play a little game of make-believe this morning.
All right, 800.
If you could pretend to be whatever you want to be, what would you be on this fine Monday morning? Envy said he'd be a lap dog for a rich white person.
Like a Pomeranian. No, that's too big. All poofy.
Nobody thinks that sounds crazy.
They pet me all day. They give me the finest foods. We travel to the finest places.
If you didn't say rich white person, I probably wouldn't even have a problem
with
it.
The reason I gotta say rich white person is because black people, when they die, they're not gonna leave no money to the dog.
You could be a rich black person.
But they're not gonna leave no money to the dog. Black people are not leaving the money to the dog.
What you gonna do with the money of the dog, Envy?
I ain't think that far.
I know you. I don't think you thought this through at all.
I don't think that far. I don't know, but I'll be rich. I'll be a billionaire.
Oh my God. Roof. What is happening here this morning, man?
Roof.
Wow. What's up with you this morning, man?
Roof.
What happened to you? What's going on, Red? What's up, man? Earth. Y'all punking me or something? Huh?
All right. 800-585-1051. What would you like to identify as?
Hey, salute to me. Drop one of clues bombs from Miko Grimes. Miko Grimes said, I don't know why you're surprised if you want to be white. And rich white people F their dogs sometimes. Now we know what the hell going on. Thank you, Miko. Thank you for bringing some clarity to this situation in real time.
Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.